And that's what is done every morning, so that trash doesn't build up. I also, while I'm doing this, I multitask, I pass a restroom. I get the restroom.
Very early in the mornings, in the hallways of a building at the University of Nebraska at Omaha, we find Carolyn Rogers, pushing her cart with the necessary cleaning supplies to keep the facility clean.
We start at 3 o'clock in the morning. It's all about multitasking, that's it. before the students get in. They come in this building pretty early.
Going from office to classrooms and bathrooms in between.
We don't want to be in their way. We just want to make
she
sure
took this job
to,
in 2016. When I asked her age, she did not tell me years. Instead, she gave me a clever response.
And the restrooms are
she
clean.
Said, I'm old enough to retire, but I'm not going to. At her retirement age, she has a big achievement to celebrate next month.
Yay! It's 40 years coming. But anyway, I'll be graduating May 13th with a bachelor's in multidisciplinary studies with a concentration in gerontology.
She started college many years ago. She was following her mother's recommendation because Rogers was good at painting and drawing, but it was not the career she wanted. 2 years into school, and she changed her plans back then.
And I got married. So I actually started at 18, but I got married at 20. And my major was art. But through life, sometimes life, you change. Today, gerontology for me is a very fitting field. There's going to be a whole lot of us flooding the system. And they're going to have to figure this out. And I'm going to be one of the people to figure it out, along with my the people my age.
It took her 4 years to complete her degree. Between her job as custodian at UNO, taking care of her mother, and her cleaning business, Rogers struggled. But she has been relentless.
I've always been a little different. I don't believe life stops when, well, other people say it's supposed to stop. Some people say stop at 40. Of course, I'm in my 60s. I'm healthy. My mother will be 94. So we're a lot of long livers.
Some people question her actions.
Sometimes I just stop talking about it and just did it. And now when they see that I'm doing it, they say, well, I wish I could do that. Well, you can. You can go back to school. I mean, it's nothing. You don't stop learning, you know. And it was a struggle at first. But, I mean, it's exciting to fulfill your dream.
So after many years, Rogers is getting a compliment about her graduation from an important person in her life.
It touches your heart when your mother says, I'm so proud of you. My mother will be 94.
And you remember when I said that Rogers is not ready for retirement? She has more plans after graduation.
My plan is to apply graduate school and pursue a master's in gerontology.
With KBNO News, I am Gabriel Escalera.